Dear citizens of the world, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. I welcome you all to topic discussion. The topic is India, Tamil Nadu political status. The latest development in the southern state of Tamil Nadu politics with incumbent Chief Minister Jayalalitha convicted and sentenced to 4 years jail term on disproportionate assets case is a positive step towards curbing corruption. However, selective indictments in politics could mean the probe is politically motivated and undermine the necessity for universal application of law regardless of stature in society. The corruption in politics is enabled by misinterpretation of power by those elected to public office, besides impunity protecting and shielding unscrupulousness and flagrant abuse of authority. When lawmakers introduce laws through legislation in society, they exempt them from such laws and disregard the importance to set example in abiding by the rules and regulations that are enforced on ordinary people. The legislators, administration, and government employees' involvement in corruption scandals having become the standard practice, the political members maintaining close ties with economic and entertainment sector utilize the career to make fortune, accumulating wealth lasting over several generations. They ignore consequences of their actions on 1.2 billion people, with significant majority forced into abject poverty or severe economic condition. Notwithstanding the economic liability from tax evasions, black money in overseas bank accounts, tax havens, along with kickbacks on deals depleting national treasury, shifting the burden on middle class and lower income category as taxpayers in the country. The political representatives, barring exceptions, do not represent the electorate electing them to power. Instead, they diligently safeguard their own and campaign financiers' interest to continue the trend in mutual benefit. Accordingly, the hunger for power and the urge to remain in position is stronger, and they spare no opportunity to prolong their rule at all costs, including arrangements for party loyalists as substitute, until they explore options to buy justice for a price through bail and other available means to avoid jail sentence. Yet another strategy for political parties, whether ruling or opposition, is to engage taxpayer-funded intelligence agency and taxation department as intimidation tools against anyone perceived potential threat to status quo. The judicial process against ex-Chief Minister Jayalalitha might be the tip of the iceberg in Indian politics. Nonetheless, the inquiry, followed by legal proceedings and appropriate findings against members in political, economic, entertainment, religion, and social domain without bias or preferential treatment, is critical to revive fairness and equality on compliance with law. Again, the influential status often overrides adherence amongst the rich, famous, and the powerful, fostering corruption culture. In a real democracy, there would be no hierarchy with uniformity and consistency across the spectrum, conforming to egalitarianism. Essentially, the other political party leaderships, as well as individuals and organizations, are to be brought under scrutiny and subject to financial disclosure, expediting national revenue recovery from overseas tax shelter. In this context, members of Tamil Nadu DMK Party Chief Karunanidhi and family, AIADMK, and different political factions within the state, and similarly in every other state in India, beginning with central government in capital New Delhi, Congress Chief Sonia Gandhi, former Prime Ministerial candidate Rahul Gandhi, former Home and Finance Minister P. Chidambaram, ex-Communications Minister Kapil Sibal, the predecessor Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, former Chief Minister of Delhi Sheila Dixit, to name a few in Congress Party. Likewise, with BJP, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Finance and Defence Minister Arun Jaitley, External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj, Minister for Women and Child Development Menaka Gandhi, and counterparts in the administration and nationwide be commissioned to public verification. Others include AAP founder Arvind Kejriwal and party affiliates, and prominently former Chief Minister for Uttar Pradesh Mayawati and political rivals in the state. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and Trinamool members, CPIM and relevant groups in the region. Maharashtra's Shiv Sena, former Chief Minister Sharad Pawar, and political contenders in the state. Bihar's RJD Chief Lalu Prasad Yadav and alike. The transparency and accountability on regional and national political parties, not excluding economic and other fields, would determine democratic functionality. The notion that serving members in politics could not be tried despite evidence-based charges due to political immunity is subversion of democracy. As a result, politics is leading the nation in unethical and treasonous act during official period, optimizing personal economic security. The people in Tamil Nadu and rest of India, dismissal of corrosive system epitomizing corruption, embezzlement, and power concentration, replacing with integrity, ingenuity, intellect, and sincerity is the foundation for true independence. In the absence of checks and balances, the privileges are far too many, with carte blanche authority proved detrimental to national progress. Tamil Nadu, moving away from tradition that is alternating between two political parties, DMK, AIADMK, and the ambit, Congress, BJP or proxy, and settling for authentic people power, setting aside reservations, is the holistic approach to moral decadence. On that note, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. Convey my best wishes to people in Tamil Nadu and India for republic empowerment. Tamil Nadu, Bharat Desathin, Jadanayagathirku, En Manamarandha Vaazhthukkal, and Vaazhthukkalum Nandriyum Therivithukolgiren. Peace to all. Thank you.